Hey, welcome to the podcast. My name is Emmett Cunlifoen, and today I'll be doing an interview with my mother, Erica Cunlifoen. So, Mom, how you doing? How you holding up? How's life going?
I think it's going pretty well. I got a second COVID shot recently. I took my first one a few weeks ago and my second one. Just came home from work. Work-wise, it's been pretty good. We've had to take some precautions at the clinic. When we see patients, we have to wear a mask. We have to wear goggles. They can't be within 6 feet of us, at least for me. And then we just have to make sure we sanitize everything down to pens. Anything that they touch, anywhere they sit, we have to sanitize everything. I think mentally, for the most part, I've been doing well. I have a really good outlet. BoldCycle was able to reopen last summer with a limited amount of riders that can ride. So that's been really good that I can get up and do exercise and be physical. So I do that pretty much daily. We have to wear a mask, of course, when we ride. And there's only so many bikes available, not all 41. I think there's 15 riders at a time. They sanitize it, and I think they've done a really good job doing what they can. Same with grocery stores. You know, all the carts are sanitized. We have to wear a mask in a store anywhere we go. Try to stay away from people, not getting too close. But I think for the most part, Wisconsin's done a good job along with the clinic and just in general, the stores and gyms. I think they've just really taken a lot of good precautions to do the best that they can.
And that's good that you're doing well. At least you seem to be doing well. Now, you obviously have a few kids, and everyone has their own opinion about how their kids should take care of COVID and stuff. And in terms of school, everyone especially has a different opinion about that. Virtual, going all online or in person. Our school, at the end of the month, is going to go 4 days a week at the end of February, and then 5 days a week at the beginning of March. How do you feel about that? Personally, I'm pretty excited.
I think I'm excited. I know I'm excited for my own children. There's three of you guys that go to high school, junior and senior. And I think it's really good for you to be around kids your own age. I am of the opinion that I personally think you should have been going to school from day one. I realized that not everybody could be 6 feet apart, and there was going to have to, you know, be some quarantine. As you guys are well aware, you had to do that at cross country. I think the study showed and the numbers throughout the school year, it really kind of showed that the kids could have been at school from the very beginning. Unfortunately, that was not the case. They wanted to keep the high school separate, which I completely disagreed with. I felt high school, if they couldn't accommodate the whole school to be 6 feet apart and substitutes and everything else, I felt that the high school kids should have gotten the almost the priority, for lack of any other verbiage, just because your grades matter quite a bit more. College are looking into it. So I think if the issue was not enough room, I think the elementary school and middle school kids should have been a little more virtual. I do think that I disagreed also with, you know, kids could go back and forth. If this week they felt like doing virtual, next week they could go to school. I think they really had to, I felt they could have been, the school could have made a stronger point of either you're virtual or you're not. I think that took a lot of toll on our teachers that I felt was very unfair. You know, and kids are doing sports and they were getting together outside and them. So I just really felt that the kids should have been in school. I'm excited for all three of you to be back on March 1st for sure. I know you guys are excited. I'm looking forward to it. And I really think our teachers, Kohler's teachers, are very excited to see you guys and not be teaching in a video. I think they're looking forward to having full classes and really building the relationship. I think not only did the kids, the students, miss their relationship with the teachers, I think the teachers missed their relationship with the students and getting to know each other. So I'm pretty happy that that's going to happen come March 1st. And I think everybody else is.
Well, thank you, Mom. That just about wraps it up around here.